Bloomington area citizens are still cleaning up from the damage the big storm left back in June. Isabella Vesperini reports on the recovery process and just how much the city has spent picking up debris for this week's City Limits.
Denise Valkyrie still has a hole in her roof from the storm that hit Bloomington back in June. Numerous trees were toppled, and nearly 74,000 people in Monroe County lost power for extended periods. Valkyrie was without power for a week after a power line fell in her neighborhood. Her insurance adjuster came out the day after the storm.
As soon as I knew that there was a hole in my roof and our power went out, I called my agent and he booked us a hotel room right away, which was great.
Valkyrie didn't go back home until her power was restored, but she's been living with a hole in her roof ever since.
The reason that my roof hasn't been fixed yet is because the contractors are so busy repairing damage that they had to triage it. Where is it that where people can't live?
The city and the Monroe County Emergency Management Agency just last month finished cleaning up excess debris from the storm. Valkyrie had to take out $4,000 out of her retirement fund to help pay for the costs of clearing tree debris out of her yard. She hopes she will get reimbursed.
I don't know if the insurance will reimburse me for that or not, but the contractors can't get to the roof when there's a tree laying right underneath it.
Valkyrie, who is the president of the Broadview Neighborhood Association, says the entire neighborhood suffered extensive damage. Neighbors worked together to help clear debris from their yards. One of her neighbors owns a food truck.
He opened up his truck one day for everybody because he knew that we had all lost our food in our refrigerators and freezers. And so he fed everybody dinner one day.
While many in the neighborhood did submit requests for the city of Bloomington to pick up the debris, the challenge was moving the debris from their yards to the curb. Only debris left curbside was collected.
It's stuff that's in people's yards that they can't get to the road. The stuff that weighs tons that they can't get out. Everything looks like it's been finally cleared from the roadways and from the easements here in the neighborhood. It's just the yards themselves now.
The city and the Monroe County Emergency Management Agency stopped taking requests to collect debris at the end of July. Adam Wason is director of the city's Public Works Department. While there are still some ongoing expenses, the city has spent approximately $2.1 million repairing damage from the storm. About $1 million is going towards repairing a structure at the street division.
We had an awning at the street division that we parked all of our snow plows and dump trucks underneath. That was damaged during that big weather event. We're still working on getting that demolished and final costs on replacement for that.
The city paid about $500,000 to contractors to help with debris cleanup. About $430,000 went to Williams Tree Company in Martinsville to collect debris, and around $50,000 went to Bluestone Tree to grind all the debris. About $100,000 went to materials such as gravel and trees. About $170,000 was spent in labor costs, which includes the extra hours staff had to work to clean up debris. Another $200,000 was spent on equipment costs. Wason hopes either the State Department of Homeland Security or the Federal Emergency Management Agency will reimburse that cost.
If you think of it from a wear and tear perspective, so had the storm not occurred, those chainsaws would last longer. Had the storm not occurred, we wouldn't have put those many hours on the dump trucks, on the pieces of equipment.
Justin Baker is deputy director of the Monroe County Emergency Management. He says the county council approved up to $500,000 for their departments to spend solely hiring one main contractor and a subcontractor to help clear debris. While Valkyrie just finished clearing debris from her yard, others around the neighborhood still have visible damage.
Got neighbors all over the neighborhood that still have tarps on their roof, waiting for the contractors to be able to come in and get it taken care of.
She says some still can't afford to hire a contractor to clean it up. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
We discuss Bloomington affairs and answer listener questions every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition for our weekly City Limits series. Submit your question about the city and our reporters will investigate. More details at WFIUnews.org or in our City Limits Bloomington Facebook group.